se quiere al infinito sin estrellas, o que pierde el ancho mar su inmensidad, pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, y las flores su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza como aquella de quedarme sin tu amor. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú, y tú, y tú.
Me importas tú, y tú, y tú,
y nadie más que tú. Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú, y tú, y tú.
Me importas tú, y tú, y tú,
y nadie más que tú.
Llegan a desesperar.
Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y solamente tú, y tú, y tú. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, y nadie más que tú.
Y buenos días, Nat King Cole cantando Piel Canelo, iniciando la edición de esta semana de Bigly at Night. And no, I'm not going to do the whole program in Spanish, but I just thought, you know, it seems right since Nat was singing in Spanish, at least I could do. Good morning to you, welcome to the program. Got lots of good music for you and all the usual things in all the usual places. So time for you and I to settle back and relax and enjoy our time together.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21, watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gallon guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see. This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try a romance with me and see.
You're watching the sun come up and counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. Then suddenly there he is, and you want to be where he is. And this must be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something.
Gourmet and Steve Lawrence. I liked the way Steve Lawrence sung that song there. I thought it was rather good, and that was This Could Be the Start of Something Big. Since it's the start of the program, I thought I'd get your hopes up. Don't worry, I'll soon dash them. So, how's your week been? Been a nice week here since I've been with you last, actually. The weather, for the most part, has been really nice. And when I say really nice, I mean it's been nice and sunny, not too hot, and no humidity, which is just the way I like it. And it was a holiday weekend here as well, the weekend just gone. So that was nice. Most people had Monday off. I didn't. I was actually preparing. I prepare on Monday the show for Tuesday morning, so I didn't have the whole of the day off, but I did have enough time to cook some ribs and some corn and stuff, so not a wasted weekend by any stretch of the imagination. And now I get to be with you, so I mean it's just like a perfect 7 days for me. Maddox on the old Joanna there with Carolina in the morning, and talking in Carolina and the morning. Morning to Fred Wasser, who lives in North Carolina, presents a great program on WHUP Saturday lunchtime here in the US. So it'd be like 5 p.m. in the UK. And it's a lot of the music that he plays, I pinch for this program. So thank you for that, Fred. And also to DAB Dave as well. Good morning to you, Dave. Hope you're well. He sends me music, which all of it just about ends up in this program as well, or some of the other programs I do. And I appreciate your help, gentlemen, so much. Thank you so much for that. And I know you both keep saying, don't keep saying thank you and mention us and stuff, but I do feel credit should be given where credit is due. It was just the way that I was brought up. What can I say? Actually, come to think of it, I could say the two words that will start off this morning's first feature. Bing. Sing.
Shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment, and my heart seemed to know love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new. When love walked in with you, had found a world completely new. When love walked in with you. Sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you.
Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embrace.
I got plenty of nothing,
and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, and I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty gotta have a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob 'em while they's out a-making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me. 'Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are all free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal and I got my song. Got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal. Got my love. Got my song. I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun and I got the moon and I got the deep blue sea. Deep old with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty that you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. Away. I ain't a fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, be bad, what the hell. I'm glad I'm alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my love, got my song.
Bing Crosby, of course, and it probably didn't escape your notice that all of those songs were written by George Gershwin. First one was Love Walked In, and in the middle we had Embraceable You, and we ended the whole thing with I Got Plenty, Oh Nothing. We'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby round about the same time and next week. Right now, it's time to pop over to Germany and to Holger's house. And Holger is a presenter here on Angel Radio. Like me, before he was a presenter, he was an avid listener to the station. And now he and I both present on the station, which is great. And DAB Dave as well, come to think of it. Each week, Holger very kindly sends me a song from his house that he thinks I will like and therefore you will like as well. This week, I think he's gone above and beyond the call of duty, quite frankly. He said in his email, the song is called Morgan, which is tomorrow. It was a hit in 1959 for Ivo Robic, who was a Croatian singer, although he sang in German, accompanied here by Bert Kampfert and his orchestra. And Holger says, I guess you know the song in English, the hit version. It was written by German and later popular in the UK and USA with Dickie Valentine, and it was known as One More Sunrise. But here's the song from Holger's house this morning, Morgan with Ivo Robic.
Morgan! 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 Lacht uns wieder das Glück. Gestern, gestern liegt schon so weit zurück. Was?
Zau, eine schöne, schöne Zeit. Morgen,
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 morgen
sind wir wieder dabei. Gestern,
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 gestern
ist uns heut einerlei. War es auch eine schöne, schöne Zeit? Sind wir heut auch arm und klein? Sind wir heut auch ohne Sonnenschein? Sind wir heut auch noch allein?
Aber morgen, 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 morgen,
morgen, morgen lacht uns wieder das Glück. Morgen, morgen kommt die schöne Zeit zu uns zurück. Morgen,
morgen,
morgen, wird das alles vergehen? Morgen,
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 morgen
wird das Leben endlich wieder schön.
I love it. That was Morgan from Ivo Robich. Thank you so much, Holger. I really did enjoy that, and so nice to hear Bert Camford and his orchestra as well. I would have recognized them if you hadn't have mentioned it, although it may have taken me a few more seconds to twig it, but thank you so much for that. And we'll have some more from Holger's house around about the same time next week. Climbs the stairs to Bedfordshire. Here is one of Bert Camford's most famous pieces.
dancing with someone and longing for you. I saw you, my darling, with somebody new. And over his shoulder I watched you dance by. The smile on your lips brought a tear to my eye. The music stopped playing, but you couldn't see that my eyes were saying, change partners with me. You looked oh so happy, but you never knew I was dancing with someone and longing for you.
While dancing with someone and longing for you,
I saw you, my darling, with somebody new.
Who that was, I would not have guessed if I had not have already known. It was from 1953. It was called Dancing with Someone, and it was June Whitfield. Now, it shouldn't surprise me that June Whitfield can sing, because she really was one of our most all-round entertainers, but it did, because I've never heard her sing before, and I did a quick check whilst that was on, and she didn't record much for singing, that's absolutely for sure. But that was rather nice, and that was Rita Williams, singers, and Jeff Love and his orchestra. June Whitfield, who I guess a lot of people now remember her for Absolutely Fabulous, but go back to, I used to love her in the News Headlines. And of course there was all the stuff that she did with Terry Scott, and she was in a couple of the Carry On films as well, I seem to remember. And of course going way back, she was with Tony Hancock. In fact, I think she's appeared probably with more comedians and comedians than anybody else, but singing wise not so much. And we have a person to thank for that, of course. I'm not going to say his name, because D.A.B. Dave just gets so shy. All right, where are we? Well, actually, we're at a really good point to do Beagle's Big Three. And this morning, I want to thank Emma, who actually lives not too far away from me, a couple of hundred miles, albeit, but not too far away from me, up in Maine, and which is sort of pretty much the first state that you come to if you fly eastwards to the, no, westwards to the United States. And very good morning to Emma. She lives in Bangor in Maine, and she has chosen a group, and she says, really, it will need no introduction whatsoever. And you know what? She's totally right.
I've got you in my arms. are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
plum nuts over.
I don't think I should even admit this. When I first saw the title Plum Nuts, I thought, plums don't have nuts. I'm sorry. You probably did not want to know that, but that's just... I just thought, plums don't have nuts. It's as simple as that. But, of course, she's plum nuts crazy, as we now know. Etta James, thank you, Emma, so much. Emma from Bangor in Maine. And we started off with Happiness, and in the middle there, of course, the very famous At Last and Plum Nuts at the end. Emma, thank you again. I really did enjoy all of those songs. And if you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, do please drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, as most people do, feel absolutely free to do so. I'm going to admit something even worse now. I think I may have mentioned this before, but I'm not totally sure. But I know plums don't have nuts. I mean, I really do know that. But when I first moved to the States, I saw buffalo wings on the menu, and I'd never heard of buffalo wings in my life. And I actually sat at the restaurant for about 5 minutes thinking, buffaloes don't have wings. Sure, how can those things fly? It's all right. I didn't ask whether they really were buffalo wings. Sometimes you look at these things and you just see them written down, and it just goes to a really weird place in your head, doesn't it? Anyway, Emma, once again, thank you so much. Time now for Tell Me a Story. Last week I played, after thinking about it for quite some time, Sparky's Magic Piano, which I know is for kids, but sometimes it's just good to go back to your childhood, isn't it? And you agreed with me. Thank you so much for that. A lot of you really enjoyed hearing that again, so perhaps we'll have some more. I sort of quite like the story of the three little pigs that was out on record when I was about 10 years of age, but we'll see. Anyway, this morning we're back to our five-minute theatre. This is where usually somebody does a bad thing, and you have to guess who it is from all of the clues or clue. It's been rather fun and rather amusing, actually, over the last couple of weeks. So we should have time for two. Here's the first one.
Another five-minute mystery. Far to the south, hidden in the mysterious low country of Cuba, a sugar plantation house, dimly lighted in the somber dusk. In the parlor of the house sits a small, thin woman.
Lester Lockwood is my brother, Inspector. His wife, Nydia, drove him to throw himself off the riverbank.
Suppose you tell me the whole story.
Well, 2 years ago, my brother and his wife left their professorships in the English department at Lynbrook College and came here to live and write. Time went by, and Nydia became fascinated by the native drums. One night, she wandered alone in the jungle.
And never came back, yes, I remember.
And then the first of those mysterious notes appeared, written in blood on dried bark. I have been chosen, it said, for one of the living dead. Come to me, Lester, and share my eternity. It was signed, Nydia. Lester watched for her, certain somehow she'd come for him. And last night, we were standing on the jungle path.
Judith, the drums, they're getting louder. She will come, I know she will.
Oh, Lester, give up this plantation, it's evil.
It's too late. She's here. Oh. Listen, did you hear that?
What?
A movement, yonder beyond the trees. Look!
Oh, Lester, it is Nydia.
It's true. Oh. Judith, my wife's one of the living dead. I've got to find her and save her from this voodoo magic.
He ran off in the darkness, and I went quickly back to the house to wait. And at last, Lester came back.
I couldn't find her. I looked everywhere.
Then you've got to come away from this place tonight.
Judith, look here on the window ledge.
Oh, another of those terrible notes. What does it say?
You are a human. You cannot know the glory of eternal life. Come to the jungle, to the drums, and share my living death. Keep this between you and I.
Oh, she's trying to destroy you. Trying to, Lester.
I'm going to her, Judith.
No!
Lydia's waiting for me to come.
Lester, come back!
And this is the note your brother found last night on the window ledge, Miss Lockwood. Eh?
Yes. Others, I suppose he destroyed them.
I see. And you say your brother's wife was formerly an English instructor?
At Lynbrook. She met Lester there.
Your story, Miss Lockwood, is interesting, and I think I know the truth. But the chief at headquarters would rather hear it from you, so come along.
What was the clue that led Inspector James to arrest Judith Lockwood? In a moment, he'll tell us, but first...
Avoid 5 o'clock shadow. Use Gem Blades. Use Gem Blades.
You boys and girls won't object to Groves emulsified nose drops. There's nothing unpleasant about them. They don't run out of your nose and make you messy. They don't run down the back of your throat and make you sickish. What's more, they don't burn or sting the inside of your nose. They quickly check a head cold and yet do it in a nice way. These nose drops are something brand new and a big improvement on old-fashioned oil drops. Mother is interested in getting results when you have a cold in the head, and she'll get results much faster with Groves emulsified nose drops.
And now, here's Inspector James.
Under questioning, Judith Lockwood broke down and confessed to the murder of her brother and his wife. She was a pretty mixed-up woman, but she had imagination. I knew Judith had written the note herself because no instructor of the English language is going to make 2 grammatical errors in 4 short sentences. You don't say human for human being. And nothing is ever between you and I. So, if you didn't know, let's keep it between you and me.
Another 5-minute mystery. Hello, Lieutenant.
Well, there you are, Mr. Campbell. I've been waiting for you very anxiously since your call.
I hurried down here as fast as I could.
Mr. Campbell, if your evidence can give me a clue to the identity of Mr. Martin's killer, we'll break this case wide open.
Lieutenant, it's not an easy thing for me to bear. First, my partner was killed, and now with this photograph I'm putting on your desk, I condemn as the murderer
his wife. Good heavens. Why didn't you show me this sooner?
I thought you might suspect her and solve the case, and I would have been able to remain silent.
Look at this picture. It's the perfect evidence. His body on the floor in front of the couch, and she leaning over him with a gun still in her hand. Why, this will send her to the chair.
I know. It wasn't easy for me to give it to you.
How on earth did you ever get it?
Well, I had an appointment with my partner at a little after 11 p.m. at his house.
Mm-hmm.
When I came up the walk, I was surprised to see that the house was dark.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you must pass the large bay window in the living room when coming up the walk. The room was very dark, but by the faint light from some burning coals in the fireplace, I could see Mr. Martin's body lying in front of the large couch.
You could.
Yes. I saw my partner's wife come into the room. She had a gun in her hand.
Well, how did you get the picture?
Well, I've always been a camera enthusiast. I happen to have a small box camera with me, and without her noticing me, I took a picture of the room.
It's really a remarkable photograph.
I've kept it hidden for several days, but when you found no trace of the murderer, I decided that you would have to have it.
I'm glad you did, Mr. Campbell. It isn't exactly safe to withhold evidence, but now we have it, and it looks like the Martin case is closed.
Yes?
Mr. Campbell, there's a gentleman from the police department to see you.
Oh, send him in. Always glad to help the police. Well, hello, Lieutenant. It's good to see you.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Campbell. It's about the Martin case.
Oh, but I thought the case was closed. You've arrested Mrs. Martin, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, but there are some points about the case that still puzzle me.
Really? But you have the evidence in black and white.
But have I? Will a jury accept a picture? You've heard of process shots, haven't you?
No, I don't believe I have.
You're lying, Mr. Campbell. That picture you gave me was a phony. And I can prove that your whole expedition that night was a contrived fairy tale.
How does the police lieutenant know that Campbell lied in his story? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
2 points that'll pay every driver to remember. If you want to be sure you're getting the tops in quality when you buy gasoline. 1, in gasoline, it takes extra quality to give you extra mileage, to go farther. And 2, Signal is the famous go farther gasoline. After all, the only way any gasoline can put more thrilling performance into your car is by helping your motor run more efficiently. And when your motor runs more efficiently, naturally you get better mileage. So mileage is really the best yardstick of gasoline quality. That's why we're so proud of Signal's good mileage. And it's why Signal says, when you buy gasoline for your car, to be sure you're getting the tops in quality, there are just 2 things to remember. One, in gasoline, it takes extra quality to go farther. And two, throughout the West, from Canada to Mexico, Signal is the famous Go Farther gasoline.
Now, after all is said and done, it's Al is safe for having fun. So during the day or when it's dark, visit this great amusement park. Al is safe amusement park. Skip the bother and skip the fuss. Take a public service bus. Public service sure is great. It takes you right up to the gate.
Yes, folks, public service buses now take you direct to America's greatest amusement value, Palisades Amusement Park. Buses marked Route 98 leave New York every 10 minutes from 167th Street and Broadway, and also from all points in New Jersey. This year, Palisades Amusement Park is bigger and better than ever before, with more than 130 thrilling rides and attractions, a new enlarged kiddie playground, and the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool for healthful, relaxing surf bathing. And there's always free shows and free dancing.
Skip the bother and skip the fuss. Take a public service bus. Let's get ready now on your mark to Palisades Amusement Park. Palisades Amusement Park.
And now, back to our story.
Mr. Campbell, you don't think I fell for that story about your being a camera hound and accidentally being on the spot for the picture of the year, do you? For if you were a photographer, as you claim, you'd know that the feeble light from a dying fire is hardly enough with which to take a picture in a darkened room. If you'd used a flash, she would have seen you, but that was impossible, because she wasn't even in that room. But you were, Mr. Campbell, and you killed your partner and dummied up this fake picture to throw a blame on his wife. Snap judgment's supposed to be a dangerous thing, Campbell. You proved it.
Be wrong. And when you hear the hurdy-gurdy playing Mr. Mendelssohn's song, now spring is here, don't you know, oh la-dee-da, 'cause 50 million robins can't be wrong. Now trees and flowers start to sprout soon as the robins arrive. There's something in you, boy, wants to shout, oh, it's great to be alive. If the air is filled with music while you swing, swing, swing in a song, now spring is here, oh la-dee-da. Yeah, 50 million robins can't be wrong, you should know that.
Thank you.
tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home, sweet home, till I come marching home.
Well, that was rather pleasant, wasn't it? Marilyn King there with the Miller Sisters and Dick Grove and his orchestra with Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. And before that, Billy Cotton and his dance orchestra with Jack Doyle supplying the vocalizations. And we had 50 Million Robins Can't Be Wrong. I certainly would not argue with 50 Million Robins. And before that, we had our Tell Me a Story, two of the 5-minute mysteries. I got the second one. I didn't get the first one. First one was just too silly. I mean, grammar in this day and age. I mean, good grief. If it doesn't come off of a phone, then it's not worth anything, is it? Well, that's the way I feel sometimes, anyway. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. We'll have another Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. Something's going wrong with this week's program, in as much as it's all pretty much been to time so far, which... it hardly ever happens here on Beagley at Night. Coming up in just about 3 minutes' time, we'll have our little bit of Posh. And at about 13, 14 minutes' time, it'll be Day at Night. So to take us to a little bit of Posh, how about this?
First the tide rushes in, plants a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea, and the sea is very still once more. So I'll rush to your side like the oncoming tide with one bird. I can tell. I'm at peace in the web of your arms.
Well, you know me and Big Finish is the Righteous Brothers and Ebb Tide. Very good morning to you. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio FM in Portsmouth and Havant and Gosport and, of course, various DAB multiplexes or even multiplexes around the UK and around the internet as well. And you can get details of DAB and internet at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and this week it's a little bit of opera, which I think I know I've played before, and I think you're going to like it. It's one of my favourite pieces of all time. What it did basically was it joined part one and part two of what was not particularly a long opera anyway into a one-act opera so that the composer Pietro Mascagni could actually enter the piece into a competition, which is probably just as well that he did what he did because he won. So here is the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. It is quite beautiful, isn't it? That was the Intermezzo from Cavalier Rusticana from the London Festival Orchestra, bizarrely featured on an album called Classic Christmas. And I say bizarrely because Cavalier Rusticana is firmly set over Easter. That's just me. We'll have another bit of posh around about the same time next week.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. That this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my
Sinatra and You Go to My Head, and before that Jack Jones and Love Is Here to Stay. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, and right now, well, it's where we usually do Day at Night, and we're going to do it this week. I just said it that way to frighten you. Poor old Brad in Chicago right now is probably having an apoplectic fit. Sorry, Brad, didn't mean it. Here's Doris Day.
It came from nowhere the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon sound. That wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. Came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. Thank you.
what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song, that wasn't meant for me.
Just made for two, with nothing tomorrow our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you, and there would be such wonderful things to do if I were the only girl in the world, and you were the only boy. I would say such wonderful things to you, and there would be such wonderful things to do if I were the only girl in the world, and you were the only.
Lovely little threesome there from Doris Day. Started off with the moon song, because I've always been going crazy about the moon yet again. I don't know why. Seems absolutely crazy to me. Then we had Serenade in Blue and If You Were the Only Girl, and that was with Paul Weston and his orchestra. And we'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week.
True love goes on.
I give to you, and you give to me. True love, so on and on it will always be.
The song was from the film High Society, but she didn't sing it in the film. In the film, it was sung by Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, but that was Kitty Callan and True Love.
Your station, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you. Angel Radio, thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air. Angel Radio, your station.
Oh, it's you. Haven't you got your key?
If I'd had my key, I wouldn't have knocked on the door, would I?
Look, I'm a landlady, not a commissionaire. That's why I give my tenants a key, so I won't have to keep on opening the door for them.
All right, you've made your point. I forgot my key, I'm sorry.
I don't know what you want to keep going in and out for anyway.
I don't keep on going in and out. I came home, I went out, and now I've come in again. I don't call that keep going in and out. You saw me go out. You must have expected me to come in again.
Well, will you be going out any more?
I refuse to answer that question. Whether I come in or go out is no concern of yours. When I took this room, you didn't say anything about keeping you informed of my movements. If I want to go out shopping, that is entirely up to me.
Oh, you've been out shopping.
Yes, so now you know. Yes, I've been out shopping. I've been out to buy two new valves for my radio transmitter.
Oh, God, I suppose we're going to have you rabbiting away all the evening again.
Yes, you are.
Well, keep your voice down. There's my other tenants, you know.
May I go to my room now?
Yes, but don't keep running in and out. There's my old carpet to consider.
Yes, yes, all right. Good night. Oh, what a liberty. How dare she charge me 50 bob a week and object to me going in and out? Any more of that, I'll have the sanitary man round here. That'll put her nose out of joint. Now then, where's me valves? Oh, you little beauties. We'll soon have you fixed in. We'll soon have the watts throbbing through you and your filaments growing red hot, carrying the thoughts and words of mankind to the four corners of the world. Oh, there's nothing like a DS19-87B radio valve. I bet they're wondering the world ever why I've been silent the last few nights. A radio station like me, forced off the air for the sake of 15 bob. It's ridiculous. Dear, oh dear. Seems ages since I had a good old natter with old Yokosuji in Tokyo. I wonder how his wife is. What was her name? Radiant flower of the divine heavens. I wonder if her feet are still playing her up.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news.
Oh, for crying out loud. I can't get them on me portable. Tune into Japan and there they are. That's better, that's better. This is DLK London transmitting on the shortwave band on 10.4 metres at a frequency of 250 megacycles per second. This is GLK London calling HB24D Tokyo area. GLK London calling HB24D Tokyo. Come in, Tokyo. Hello, hello. HB24D Tokyo. Yoki, how are you? No. How are you? No. How are you? Oh, never mind. No. How's the weather out there? No. What is the weather like? No. Is it raining? Raining. Pitter-patter. Water. Water. Wet. Ooh, nasty. Yeah. Hello. Yes. Listening. Go ahead. What? Sorry. What was that? Yes. I can hear. No, understand. I cannot understand. No comprendi. Say it slowly. Slow. Can you put it another way? In English, fool. Slowly now. Yes. It is our raining not. Ah, it's marvellous to be able to converse with people all over the world. People different to yourself with something new to say. It broadens your outlook. Increases your knowledge of things. I bet there's not many people around here who know it's not raining in Tokyo. Now then, who shall I have a go at next? Oh, dear, Belgrade. I forgot all about him. I haven't spoken to him for about 6 months. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. Come in, Belgrade.
This is HBX Belgrade. HBX Belgrade. Yaroslav Mihailovich speaking. I am receiving you, GLK London. Fraternal greetings, comrade, from the People's
yes,
Republic...
Yes, all right. Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. King's pawn to queen's bishop 3. Check.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Good move. This needs thinking about.
All right, take your time. Give me a call next week. Oh, by the way, thanks for the bottle of Slivovich.
Oh, you received it.
Yes, very good. Had a sore throat for a fortnight. There's a crate of stout in the post. Hope you like it. Goodbye till next week.
B-45 Malaya calling GLK London.
GLK London receiving. You come in, Malaya.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Nice to hear from you again.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Your sixpence and up sixpence.
All right, I'll see you.
Full house, kings and sevens.
Oh, what a shame. Three aces. How much was it?
12 and sixpence.
I'll send you a postal order. What's the weather like?
Beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Good.
What's the weather like over there?
Perfect, nice warm night. Oh, incidentally, it's not raining in Tokyo either.
Oh, good, that'll save me calling him.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, yes, there's something I miss very much. I can't get it out here at all.
Anything you like, just name it.
A tray of bread pudding.
Tray of bread pudding? I can't send that to the post.
I'll send it by plane, cargo service.
All right, I'll get my mother to make you one. Do you want sugar on it?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, signing off now. Cheers. This is GLK London calling all stations. GLK London is closing down and will be off the air for 5 minutes while he has a quick cough and a drag. Phew, very tiring, this broadcasting lark. How they sit up at Broadcasting House all night in their evening dress, I do not know.
This is the Voice of America broadcasting to the people of Russia. Here follows a discussion on the American way of life.
I wouldn't bother, mate. They seem quite happy.
Proceed to the Seven Sisters Road. Man refusing to pay bill in the Empire Dining Rooms. Being ailed by the proprietor. Investigate, please. Car 35, report received. Drinks being served in the Three Kings Agamemnon Road at 11:15.
Three Kings Agamemnon Road at 11:15. 11, that's not bad. I'll make a note of that.
Come to here, Desdemona. What if he finds us here together?
I couldn't stay away, Robin. I no longer care what he thinks.
Oh, my darling.
Hold me close. I want to stay with you forever. Oh, Robin. Oh, Robin.
Oh, God.
Calling KLG London.
KLG London receiving you. Good morning, Harry.
Tommy, did you read about that Japanese bloke in the papers this morning?
Yes, I did, Harry.
Good bit of prestige for us operators, isn't it? Makes you feel proud, doesn't it? Sort of brotherhood. Oh, by the way, your mum brought the bread pudding round just now.
Yes, thank you, Harry. Put it in the post, will you? Send it straight to Kuala Lumpur. I'll tell him it's coming. I'll call you tonight, Harry. It's your go on the snakes and ladders. Cheerio. GLK London calling Malaya. GLK London calling Malaya. Come in, Malaya.
Mayday, 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 mayday. I'm sinking in Indian Ocean. Please get help. Is there anybody receiving me? Come in, please. This is urgent. I have much time left.
Hello, Mayday. GLK London receiving you. Come in, Mayday.
Hello, London. Thank heavens you are there. I will give you my exact position. Longitude.
Just a minute. I wouldn't bother if I were you. I'm not very good at this sort of thing. You'd be much better off with somebody else.
But I'm sinking.
It'll be much quicker in the long run, I assure you. Good luck.
HBX Belgrade calling GLK London.
GLK London receiving you. Go ahead.
Did you hear about our Japanese comrade?
Yes, yes, yes. I've heard about it. It's your move.
King's bishop to Queen's rook 4. Checkmate.
Check. Oh, what's the use? I'm turning it in. This is GLK London calling the world. GLK London calling anybody who's listening. Is there anybody who wants to buy a radio transmitter? Now, come on. Let's have you. What am I bid?
£20 Australian.
£20. Any advance on £20?
2,000 yen.
2,000 yen I'm bid. Now, come along. There's two new valves in it.
350 Deutsche Mark.
Any advance on the German gentleman? How much is that?
1,000 rupees.
1,000 rupees I'm bid. Now, come along, gentlemen. Nice down for the full house. Now, come along. Let's have it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of comedy. That was Tony Hancock, of course, and the Radio Ham. From one Radio Ham to another. That would be me, by the way, the Radio Ham. Fancy a little bit of Charles and Fiona?
Physical culture is inseparable from the sun and the open air, and that probably explains the current craze for nudism.
And it's nice to know that these dedicated nudists can find time, even among the hurly-burly of nut cutlets and volleyball, for a little old-fashioned romance.
Fiona.
Oh, Charles, you recognized me?
Yes. I never forget a face. How lovely to see you again.
And you, Charles.
How do I look? Do I look different?
You've aged, Charles. And yet you've still got that boyish twinkle.
Funny, our marriage never worked out.
Funny, though, that we never got a divorce.
Oh, perhaps we half knew, half hoped, half thought, half dreamed, half guessed, that somewhere, somehow, sometime, some way
We'd what, Charles?
I'm afraid I've forgotten.
Do you remember when we last met at the nudist's masked ball?
Yes. And we didn't recognize each other until midnight when we took our masks off.
It was a fancy dress ball.
I wore an eye patch and went as Lord Nelson. Yes, I think it was Lord Nelson.
Well, you weren't Lady Hamilton.
And now we meet again. Naked as nature intended us.
Yes, yes. Oh, Charles, how people stare, though.
Oh, let them stare. Haven't they ever seen two nudists before?
No, not like this. Not in the grill room of the Ritz.
The day war broke out, my missus looked at me and she said, "What good are you?" I said, "How do you mean, what good am I?" "Well," she said, "you're too old for the army. You couldn't get into the Navy and they wouldn't have you in the Air Force, so what good are you?" I said, "I'll do something." She said, "What?" I said, "How do I know? I'll have to think." She said, "I don't see how that's going to help you. You've never done it before, so what good are you?" I said, "Don't keep saying, what good am I?" I said, there'll be munitions." She said, "Now, how can you go on munitions?" I said, "I never said anything about going on. I said, there'll be some." "Well," she said, "all the young fellas will be getting called up," and she said, "you'll have to go back to work." Oh, she's got a cruel tongue. Anyhow, I haven't had to go back to work. I'm a lamplighter. Now, then she said, our Harry's sure to be getting called up. And she said, "when he's gone, there'll only be his army allowance." And she said, "what are you going to do then?" I said, "I'll have to try and manage on it." She said, "you'll have to try and manage." She said, "what about me?" I said, "there'll be my insurance." She said, "I can't get that till you are dead." I said, "well, then you'll have to wait." She said, "suppose I die first?" I said, "well, then you won't want it." "But you can't reach. She's no brains at all." Anyhow, I got fed up and I put my hat on and I went down to the local. Oh, the times that woman's driven me into the local. Now, when I got in there, there was a fella there. Oh, he was as tight as I've never seen. And there was another fella with him just as tight. And one of them was sitting at a table trying to fill in a form. And he said to his pal, he said, "Herbert," he said, "what's the name of this street outside the pub here?" He said, "I've got to fill it in this form. What's the name?" The other fella, just as tight, says, the name of what?" He said, "the name of this street here, outside the pub here. What's the name of it?" He said, oh, how the hell do I know? I've never been outside the pub. Now, but the first day I got me Home Guard uniform, I'm getting the trousers next year, but the first day I got me, I went home and I slipped upstairs and I put it on. And I came down into the kitchen and the missus looked at me and she said, what are you supposed to be? I said, supposed to be? I said, I'm one of the Home Guards. She said, one of the Home... She said, what are the others like? And then the missus said, she said, well, what do you do in the Home Guards? I said, I've got to stop Hitler's army landing. She said, what, you? I said, no, there's Harry Bates and Charlie Evans. And I said, there's 7 or 8 of us all together. I said, we're in a group. I said, we're on guard in a little hut behind the Dog and Pullet. She said, well, what's the good of being on guard in a little hut behind the Dog and Pullet? She said, I suppose that was your idea. I said, aye, and that Charlie Evans wants to claim it as his. And then she looked at me and she said, well, what are you doing with one stripe? She said, you've only just got the uniform. How can you have one? I said, wait a minute and I'll explain the whole position. I said, as a matter of fact, Charlie Evans, Harry Bates and myself have got one each. She said, well, how did you come by them? And how did they've only just joined? I said, wait a minute and I'll explain it. I said, Tom Brierley, the sergeant, got all browned off, fed to the teeth, chucked it, and he gave us one each. Oh, we've all joined for the duration. That's unless it finishes before then. We don't know, you see. But my missus, she gets on my nerves. She asks such daft questions. She said, here, she said, only this morning, she said, what are you supposed to be guarding? I said, oh, don't start all that again. I said, we're guarding the British Isles. I said, we're guarding all the millions of men, women, and children. Millions of them. And you. She said, oh, then you're on our side. I said, well, of course I'm on our... Well, she said, I think we'd be a darn sight better off if you were on the other side. She said, do you know this Hitler? Have you ever... Do I know? I said, now, don't talk rubbish, Rita. Do I know Hitler? I'm not even in the paint business or anything. Well, she said, how are you going to know which is him if they do land? I said, I've got a tongue in my head, haven't I? But it's no good trying to reason, but she doesn't seem to concentrate. Only the other morning. Oh, good gracious me, look at the time. No, I should have been on guard 2 hours ago. They'll be looking for me everywhere. No, I've left the whole of the coast exposed. You'll have to forgive me. I really have to go.
Thank you. I think you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic, and then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree, the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I wanna go mad, I wanna go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. 'Cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some.
Nelson and his orchestra, and then some. And before that, we had The Home Guard, The Day War Broke Out, and that was from the fabulous Rob Wilton. And of course, we had Charles and Fiona in there with Nudists, Charles and Fiona being Betty Marsden and Hugh Paddock. So that's our comedy for this week. We'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week. Right now, here's one of my favorite songs from Frank Crummett. This goes back to 1929.
Nowadays, we often gaze on women over 50 without the slightest trace of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition worries us, but prunes don't sit and brood. For no matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting stewed. In the kingdom of the fruits, the prune is snubbed by others, and they are not allowed to mingle with the crowd. Though they're never on display with all their highbrow brothers, they never seem to mind. To this fact they're resigned, that no matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other fruits are envious, because they know real well that no matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell. Baby prunes look like they're dead, but not wrinkled quite as bad. Every day in every way, the world is getting better. We've even learned to fly as days go passing by. But what about the poor old prune? His life is only wetter. No wonder he can't grin in the awful stew he's in. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face. Prunes get them every place. Nothing ever worries them. Their life's an open book. But no matter how young a prune may be, it has a worried look. Prunes act very kind, they say, when sickly people moan. But no matter how young a prune may be, it has a heart of stone.
Singers Jane Morgan, orchestra there, and chorus was conducted by Hal Kenner, and on the piano was the great Roger Williams. And of course, that was Jane Morgan singing Two Different Worlds, which I think came from about 1955, 1956, something like that. And before that, wasn't it wonderful? Frank Crummett and the Prune Song. Let me have a look at that. Oh my goodness, it's is it really? I've only got 4 minutes left. Good grief, where has this program gone? I think it's time for me to go. I have never known a program go so quickly in all my life. Absolutely astounding. I hope you've enjoyed the last 2 hours. I have immensely. Talk about time flying by. I cannot believe that we've only got 4 minutes left. From me to you, wherever you're listening in the world, have yourselves a good day and a safe day and a good week and a safe week. Hopefully I'll be back around about the same time next week. We take nothing for granted anymore, but all things being equal, I'll be here, and I very much hope that you will be there. Until we meet again, this is RB signing off, as all ham operators do, and may I just say, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along. And time goes by so slowly, yet time can do so much. Are you still cry, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me, my love, my darling, I have hungered for your touch. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed.